This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The story is up on Infowars.com. The man known as Count Dankula is more of a liberal, and that's what his profiles show, liberal libertarian. That doesn't matter. And a few years ago, he did the Hitler dog joke, where he got his dog to say Sieg Heil. Now, Charlie Chaplin did similar jokes. Monty Python did similar jokes. But doesn't matter. Now in the UK, if you teach your dog to howl Hitler and get 10 million views in a day, doesn't matter even if you're even trending towards kind of anti-fush. The guy's been on. He's like a liberal. You get jail time. The UK court is now saying he's convicted. He's being sentenced. And we're looking to get him to pop in as soon as the sentencing happens today. He's facing 6 months in jail and a huge fine for hurting people's feelings. So that's how the EU is, restricting laws, restricting free speech, and now that's here. Stories up on Infowars.com. YouTuber convicted for an offensive joke video faces prison. Can't make that up. So without further ado, here's Paul Watson breaking it down from a year ago.
8-year-old Marcus Meacham was arrested for hate crimes after posting this joke video of his girlfriend's dog reacting to Nazi slogans.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is, and so I thought I would turn them into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi. Buddha, do you want to gas the Jews? Gas the Jews? Jews.
See, Kyle.
Jews.
The video went viral, receiving 18,000 thumbs up to just 1,200 thumbs down. The vast majority of viewers thought that it was hilarious, but thanks to a small minority of perpetually offended retards, Meacham got a home visit from the Scottish police. Authorities said that Meacham's arrest is a lesson to others that any video content deemed offensive will not be tolerated. Meacham then prostrated himself, pleading that he wasn't a racist and that he only made the video to annoy his girlfriend. Isn't it interesting that John Cleese recently came out and decried political correctness? Because under that definition, Cleese himself would have been arrested for this Fawlty Towers sketch.
Who is this then? Stop you, my God!
He would have also been hit with hate crimes charges for this Monty Python sketch. Charlie Chaplin would have been thrown in a jail cell for the same reason. If they're now treating any video content whatsoever that causes offense as hate speech, then my entire channel is hate speech. It's getting close to where I'm going to have to leave the country simply to continue to make YouTube videos. They're already arresting people who criticize Muslim immigration on Twitter. Now satire, frigging satire that's not even malicious, will not be tolerated. And this is by no means a one-off case. Just a few days ago, a Muslim police chief in Manchester said, freedom of speech does not mean freedom of offending culture, religion, or tradition. Just last month, Greater Glasgow police threatened to conduct home visits to harass people who made unkind or inaccurate tweets. Last year, Police Scotland announced their intention to investigate offensive comments made on Twitter and other social media platforms. Of course, this is all selectively enforced, but the chilling effect is very real. This is how political correctness is strangling freedom. People are going to be terrified of expressing any political belief, even if it's satirical, even if it's not even meant to be
political. All right, we're going to go to break. The full report is up on Infowars.com, but they are now banning anti-Nazis making Nazi jokes. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alexander Nick Rusoff is going to be joining us for the next 30 minutes from Russia. He is a TV presenter, researcher, host. He's all over BBC, you name it, U.S. television. A lot of people will recognize him. And I wanted to get him on about Putin's big landslide election, what, 76 plus percent running as an independent? Because I saw U.S. media saying Putin's a dictator, but they won't say that the Chinese president is elected by the Communist Party, the Central Committee, the Politburo, and that the Communist Party holds dictatorship since 1949. They've killed 80 plus million people. And then the party holds all power in the country. And then Putin ran as an independent. They had a parliamentary system. They had a general election. And he's now been reelected. When you're elected, and even mainstream, some U.S. news admits he's very popular in polls. In fact, they thought he might get 80%. So this isn't some Russophile thing I'm involved in, where if you're not anti-Russia, you're a communist agent or something. It's the globalists, in my view, that are acting like the old Soviet Union. It's the EU that's unelected, and Juncker is unelected, but then he calls Putin a dictator. So, Alexander joins us, Alexander Nekrasov, and I appreciate him coming on. He's a former Kremlin and government advisor, Russian journalist and broadcaster. He's a great-grandson of the famous giant of Russian poetry, and a self and nephew of Leo Tolstoy. He is a frequent commentator on various international TV channels and radio, as well as British, American, and Russian media. He's an expert on international relations. Alexander first worked at TASS in the Soviet press agency, first as a reporter, and then it just goes through all the things he's done. And we'll put up his Twitter on screen for you. You can also follow him at Twitter at Stirring Trouble with two R's. So he joins us now. Alexander, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. You can go wherever you want first. I mean, obviously, you just got announced 10 minutes ago that Trump and Putin will finally meet to talk about stopping the arms race and stopping terrorism. And we can also get into, obviously, the big election win in Russia and, I guess, the kind of the battle going on in Washington and Europe of trying to start a new Cold War. Where would you like to start first?
Well, a few words about the Putin's election, because it just happened. And first of all, I'd like to say that, you know, elections in every country have problems, right? For example, I live in Britain, and in Britain, you don't need to show your ID when you're voting. Now, when I say this to people from other countries, they don't believe me. And, you know, when anyone can take the piece of paper you've been sent to, or come into the for voting center and just simply say, hi, I am this guy or this woman, and vote and just leave, you must understand there's something wrong with it, right? Now, we can go through many elections across the world, including the West, by the way. For example, last year in France, Macron, whom nobody knew, and I have friends in France. My father was born in France, my late father. And I can tell you, nobody knew who he was, where his party came from. That party consisted of some very strange people. And suddenly they got two-thirds of parliament, and he won very convincingly. Now, you know, call me naive. I don't understand how that works. The EU was sort of standing aside and saying, well, we don't know. We don't know. It's democracy, you see. So what I'm saying here, of course there are problems with every election in every country. And of course there are officials on the ground who would like to, you know, to do something.
With to put their finger on the scale.
Yeah, you know, to please the bosses upstairs. And of course there will be something happening. But in case of Putin, one thing that must be understood. Russia is in a very difficult situation now. For the first time in many, many decades, foreign troops, NATO troops, are on its border. On its border. This is no, you know, somewhere in Germany, on Britain, or France. They are now on its border, all along the eastern border. There are troops, even in Ukraine, which has always been seen by the Russians as basically a brotherly nation. And what happened in Ukraine, I must tell you, probably spoiled relations with the West. Well, for the next 100 years.
Sure. I mean, Soros brags he went in there, you know, said on Fareed Zakaria, they spent $5 million, State Department money, $1 billion of his, to overthrow the government, then to try to take over the oil fields and gas fields and to start a civil war. They put admitted Nazis that Heil Hitler in control of the government at first. It was totally insane. But that's a separate issue. Look, I'm just somebody that researches stuff. So I know how the Saudi Arabian government works. It's a dictatorship of the royal house. I know how the communist Chinese work. I mean, it's a communist dictatorship of the Communist Party, just like North Korea. Russia has general elections. It's a parliamentary system. And if you dig into State Department reports, they admit they thought Putin would win with 80%. So he won with 76%, correct? So the point is, that's not a dictator when you're elected with 76%.
Well, I agree with that. But the most important thing of all is that you can have a democratic election like you have in some countries, but you must judge the election by the impact it has on the country. You know, it's all very nice to say, well, people decided they have this leader or that leader. Watch what happens after that. Is the leader, the government, the regime, is acting in the interests of the people? Or is it acting in the interests of a tiny clique of people and ignores the rest? Now, that's the real issue.
And so why do Russians like Putin, and why do they keep reelecting him in record numbers? Because like my grandpa always said, I don't want to hear talk, I want to see action. Judge a tree by its fruit, as the Bible says. So why do Russians love Putin so much?
Well, I think it's not love. It's pragmatism. I think they understand that Putin probably is the best candidate of them all to provide security for the country, because security is the number one issue on the agenda now. Secondly, none of the candidates were really strong in offering any new measures. I mean, the economy, nobody offered anything.
Sure. So why does the Western left in Hollywood hate Putin so much? I mean, for me, I know why. I know them. You know, the Bolsheviks and things kind of got run out of New York and London. That's where Bernie Sanders went and had his honeymoon. And I know you were previously in that whole system, but I think it's pretty horrible. I think what Putin's doing in many ways is good. The Christianity, the free market. I like the reform. So, you know, that's why I see Hollywood and the left seeing their little wonderland of stomping Christians' guts out being taken away from them.
Well, I mean, Hollywood hates Putin, hates Russia, and hates anybody who is not a liberal. Let's be honest about it. Hollywood is, in a sense, a cesspit of neoliberalism, you know, militant.
No, it's neoliberal cancer, exactly.
Yes, it's militant now. It's gone over the top. So I wouldn't really judge, you know, what Hollywood is saying. But the point is,
you know, it's Hollywood driving the foaming at the mouth Russia hate.
Well, unfortunately, you know, a lot of people in the West are very influenced by film, by filmed movies, by television. People in the West generally are brought up to believe in things that we you know, the Russians.
Yeah, we get our image of Russians from Hollywood. There's a new movie like Red Sparrow every month where Russians are running around murdering everybody in the U.S. But instead, it's the globalists, it's Hollywood, it's the EU, it's the devil pope. They're the ones that are trying to destroy me right now. There's not any Russians involved anywhere with me except for Daria, who worked for Army Special Operations as a Patriot. That's how sick this is, I judge a tree by my fruits, and I have globalists trying to destroy my country, the same globalists that want to destroy you.
Well, the problem is here, of course, because there is a reason why Russia is considered an enemy. First of all, there is a lot of distraction going on from the problems at home. Now, the economy, for example, in Britain, where the spying scandal is all over the pages of the press. The economy is in terrible shape. The corruption in politics has become such that I would compare to Zimbabwe. Things are happening that I don't believe happened in Russia in the worst times of the 1990s under Yeltsin.
This is key. Stay right there. Let's explain this when we come back. And the fact that even today Russia is in a battle, just like America, with the very same foaming at the mouth liberals that want our kids, our culture, our churches. I mean, they want to conquer us. We'll be back with our special guest from Russia. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Alexander Nekrasov is a journalist. He's in London, but when I say the view from Russia, I mean a Russian's view on what's going on. And again, I've never been to Russia, but I've been a history buff. And I do intend to probably go there in the later summer now because I've got to get my Achilles fixed soon. It's 100% blown now, and I've just been walking on it for 4 years. It was only 80% blown. But I'm going to go to Russia because I want to go see who my bosses supposedly are. It's ridiculous. Again, he's an expert in international relations. He's joining us. He's covered many of the big events, like what he was getting into the early 1990s, Yeltsin attacking the Duma and the parliament with tanks when they wouldn't leave and go with the election, and then the rise of Putin and just all the things we've seen in our age. And then NATO double crossing and then going up on the Russian borders. That's really what happened. And again, that's from my perspective, just looking at what goes on. Our media is so fake that when Georgia attacked South Ossetia and Abkhazia on 888, our media said Russia has attacked Georgia. And I believed CNN when I got up at 6 a.m. Until about 2 hours in, I was reading foreign news, and it was like, no, the Georgians attacked these areas that were UN-held, killed a bunch of people. The Russians just pushed them out and then left. So that's when I became the Russophile, according to the media. When I went, CNN lied, Russia didn't start that. And that's when I realized, my God, they're really trying to start a new Cold War. Well, if they were communist over there, that'd be another thing. We need a Cold War with Hollywood, with the Democratic Party. They're the enemy, man. Get them out of here. Stop them culturally. They're the enemy, not the Russians. And the globalists are allied with the communist Chinese, who just made him dictator for life with his vice president. But the Austin American Statesman said, elected president, elected vice president by the permanent communist party. Putin was not. So I just don't like the lies. And if you could get into that, I know you've got some of your own issues you want to get into, what this meeting with Trump and Putin may look like from your expert perspective, Alexander.
Well, I think it's not going to be easy because there's going to be pressure on Trump in America from people who don't like Russia and don't want to have anything to do with Russia. And I can tell you, Alex, last week in New York, you had the biggest gathering of experts on Russia, you know, from the West. And guess what they've decided in New York? They've decided that Russia is an enemy of the West. It should be destroyed and so on and so on. So that's the experts. Experts are talking about Russia. So you can imagine the pressures on both presidents. In Russia, there are people who do not trust America. I can tell you this, even in power. And they will say, look, we can't trust these guys. They took over Ukraine. They are surrounding us. They are meddling in our affairs. They are making up stories that we are taking their elections and so on. And at the same time, the budget of the CIA is 20 times more than the budget of the Russian intelligence service. They are lying to their people. They are attacking us. They are waging a cyber war against us and so on. So you can imagine both of them will be under great pressure to basically agree on anything. I don't really think it's going to be a big decision-making meeting, but it has a big symbolism under it. And I think it's very important. They need to talk. You know, these leaders need to talk. This is very important. It's good that they are going to meet one-on-one because I don't trust those summits, you know. They get together. They don't do much there. They do their own thing there. and nothing is decided.
Well, I think President Trump and President Putin should throw the gauntlet down and statistically expose who's really involved in things and what the globalists are doing, and point out that Russia has all these resources, wants to be modernized, wants to be work with us, and has sent all those signals and helped us after 9/11 and helped us take out ISIS. And Trump's very pragmatic. I can tell you, there are people that know Trump very well, and he absolutely thinks this is a load of crap. He doesn't want to be in conflict with Russia, and a lot of the military says we should work with Russia. Geographically, it's a match made in heaven, but the globalists, the neocons, they want to control the chessboard. They want to control radical Islam, flood Europe with that. They want to control Russia, cut Russia off, and the globalists want to destroy the power of America. They want to phase our power into this global corporate system that threatens Russia and the United States. And I think that's why we have to not be intimidated to have these meetings. I agree. Trump should have met with Putin first, since they made such a big deal about it, and kill it right there and say, it's not wrong. I'm the president. You elected me. I'm allowed to talk and work with whoever I want. Unitary executive. They're saying Mueller and CNN holds the president's fate like he's the fourth branch of government. No, no. Even if Trump was caught doing stuff with the Russians, which we know wasn't true, it's still his right and the people's right to say, we want our president to talk to this group or that group. Paralyzing the president with this whole Russiagate canard to where we can't work with Russia and then bully us into a new Cold War is the height of criminal activity. And instead of giving into the fear and virtue signaling, we need to call it out for what it is, an absolute fraud by the real enemies of the world, and that's the globalist.
Well, the problem with the American public is that a lot of people in America believe the media too much, and unfortunately the world of entertainment as well. Now I can tell you that a lot of you Americans think that what they see on Saturday Night Live is actually real politics. And they make their decision based on that stupid, idiotic, comedy series where nobody even bothers to act, by the way. If you notice, they can't even remember their lines. And the world of entertainment, I think, bears a lot of responsibility in America, for the feelings of some people towards Russia. You just mentioned Red Sparrow, but is it just Red Sparrow? I mean, how many films have depicted Russians as spies, killers? What about the Russian mafia? Where the hell is the Russian mafia? I have investigated the Russian mafia. There is no Russian mafia in the West. That's the point. But they have those films, one after another, Russian mafia, the killers, gangsters, they're all over America. They're threatening everyone. Excuse me. Most of the gangsters come from the Mexican part of the border, you know? Where are the Russians? But unfortunately, you know, from the early age, they watch the books, they watch the films, and that's how this distrust, this hatred for Russia is developing. And I think we should all tell our children, I've been telling my children, you know, don't trust those things. Don't trust those films. This is all rubbish. They're all pretending. This is not the truth. But Americans don't do that. And you produce some of the most, not you personally, of course, but the American TV industry and Hollywood, some of the most disgusting propaganda films against Russia.
Well, that's why I said Hollywood, because it's not just the neoliberals, the neocons. The engine of the hate and the propagandas for it is Hollywood. And they're the same people demonizing Christians, conservatives, libertarians, rural communities. This is a conquering elite that sees any form of independence as the enemy. And now that Russia has pulled out of a place that Bernie Sanders would want to, you know, vacation, that's why Russia is now seen as the existential threat.
Alex, the problem is with America is that your conservative movement is very weak. It's very it's weak. And you have demagogues pretending to be Republicans or conservatives or Christians talking the absolute rubbish. And people think they're conservatives. There's a lot of problems, for example.
No, I agree. I'm going to get your perspective, the Russian/UK perspective, with us straight ahead. Stay with us. One more segment, then Roger Stone will give us the inside details on Mueller and the latest.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection,
Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By the way, Al Shones here back live. When I tell you, you get tomorrow's news today. We've told you it's pressure bombs, and he's using mousetraps, and he's using the green belts, and that's all starting to come out. And we told you that all these companies do this data mining that you heard about with this British company. And this British company has hundreds of clients, liberal, conservative, African, European, all over the globe. And that Facebook and others were in deep trouble now that the media had finally reported on this, because now it's going to implode the whole thing. Now their stock's down $40 billion, and here's The Guardian. Utterly horrifying. Ex-Facebook employee insider covert data harvesting was routine. Yes, what they claim this pink-haired genius did was a standard data mine indexing the information, then using the original people they harvested to then create accounts and go out and reach out and create a community. That's what the left does. It's what Facebook and Twitter and YouTube is. Here's the former head of the Clinton campaign. It's up on InfoWars.com. Obama's former campaign director makes a bombshell claim. Facebook was on our side. I was saying Hillary earlier. There's another Hillary person saying the same thing. And it's just crazy. So I'm not the tech guy, but I study what the top people say. And it's just crazy how they limitedly try to go after Trump. Okay, let's go back to Alexander Nekrasov, who's a journalist in the UK, and he has been a former Kremlin and government insider. And just in the few minutes we have left, I want to pragmatically then, he was getting back to what Russia was like 20 years ago or 15, 16 years ago and what it's like now and where he sees Russia going and any hopes or ways for the United States and Russia to be able to expose this neoliberalism for what it is, this globalism that's waging war against the nation state, against families, against Western civilization. I'm not putting words in his mouth. The globalists say they're against Western civilization. We can say Russia isn't really Western. Well, it really is Western if you call Christian being being Western. So, Alexander, if you guys can send him the fear, thanks. Alexander, how can we hope to turn this around? Any other closing comments? I appreciate you coming on today.
Right. I didn't hear the previous.
I'm sorry. I think somebody was talking to you. How do we short-circuit this whole globalist operation? How do we somehow get people to realize this whole Russia thing really is a hoax?
Well, it's going to be a tough one because, unfortunately, as I started saying, the liberal camp, the neoliberals, are so united. They are so tribal. And, unfortunately, the conservatives in America and the West generally are so divided. There's so much confusion. There's so many demagogues who pretend to be conservatives, but actually drag the people completely in a different direction. So it will be a hell of a struggle to do this. And unfortunately, I must accept this as well, Alex, that Putin and his crowd sometimes do and say things that are not great, you know, as a public relations exercise, I would say. And I think there has to be more cooperation in the sense that I was a troubleshooter for the Kremlin. And my job was to fix things. My job was to go behind the scenes and basically resolve the problems before the big boys were meeting. We don't have those fixes anymore, like, you know, the troubleshooters. They need to be more, you know, involved in this. There need to be more people like that going back and forth between America and Russia, talking, you know, finding out solutions. I don't see that happening. I see those idiots from the State Department and those fools from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Russia telling all sorts of silly things, you know, to their leaders. And that's why I think there is a problem. It will take time. Unfortunately, it will take a lot of time. But I hope that both Trump and Putin, they are strong people. You know, whatever people say about them, whatever, you know, the lies and so on, I think they're tough when it comes to negotiations, but they are also tough when you need a decision. And I'm hoping that together they might crack it. But it will be a hell of a job, I mean, honestly.
Alexander, why do you think, just as individuals, why do you think the globalists, the leftists, the anti-family crowd, why do they hate Putin? Why do they hate Trump? Well, I've met them. I know them. They hate families. Almost none of them have children. They tell you they hate your children. I mean, they're just really nasty, demonic people. And I hate to boil it down to that, because I've been on air 23 years, and until the last five or so, that wasn't what I harped on. But now, when you get down to final equations, these are just really, really bad people. I mean, can you give your perspective on why the whole leftist global movement hates Russia, hates the United States, hates Putin, hates Trump?
Well, I think you mentioned that point correctly. I think, first of all, the values that Putin and Trump stand for, you know, the God, Christianity, this they hate, because that's the thing they hate. And don't forget that the liberal, the international globalists and the neoliberals, I call them militant neoliberals because they have gone over the top now. I think they hate, unlike the previous old days, you know, the Cold War, they hate the Russian people. Not just the leadership, but the Russian people. Big difference with the Cold War. Why? Because the Russian people do not accept their vile agendas. And they hate them for that. They just want to destroy them for that. Because they can't understand how somebody, you know, can't accept people. You see, the problem with the Western, a lot of Western people, they've been brought up to believe that political correctness is part of free speech and democracy. Political correctness is exactly the opposite of free speech and democracy. Further on, in your part of the woods, people say, liberal democracy. We have a liberal democracy. Well, excuse me, liberal democracy is a contradiction in terms. Liberalism has never been democratic. So even the name of those, you know, systems in the West is wrong. It is not liberal democracy. It is liberal autocracy that has taken grip over Europe and is trying to control America, but suddenly Trump came out of nowhere, and they're terrified. They're running. They don't know what to do. They're making mistakes. They're actually clashing with each other. And that is why there is a chance still, but we have to unite. Conservatives of the world, I'm using like a Marxist lingo, but we have
We have to counter their internationalism as Christians and conservatives of every race, color, and creed, unified around free speech, around religious freedom, around free market, and around the international true brotherhood of humankind and sisterhood to counter their total tyranny. Because as you know, the proto-globalist went, helped set up the Bolshevik Revolution. Liberal elements of the CIA helped put Mao into power. It's now all declassified. It all came out. McCarthy was right. And so from my research, much, not that Tsarism was good. It was all crumbling. I know about all that and the White Russians' corruption and the Tsarists and all of it. But you have that being replaced with like this liberal playland of total social engineering and control. And so now they're just mad that their fantasy's falling apart in Russia. Now their fantasy's falling apart here. And I think you're right. We have that shared enemy that is the deranged, militant, anti-God. I mean, look at Russia under their control. Couldn't be Christian, attacked families, tried to push promiscuity, tried to break the society down, but they couldn't get Russians to accept as much of it culturally as they got us to do. And they've almost got us right to the tipping point, right where they wanted us. And like you said, here comes Trump.
But one thing I want to point out, Alex, which is, I think, very important, when you mentioned the free market. Unfortunately, the free market has been disappearing. We now have a virtual economy. The rule of the financial markets, they're going against us. They're going against the economy.
That's right. We have a global mega crony capitalist system waging war against the nation state in real markets. We got to have you back, Alexander Nekrasov. Thank you so much. People can follow you at Twitter at Stirring Trouble with two R's. Stirring Trouble. I'm Alex Jones, Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Paul Watson at Prison Planet. And be sure and continue to spread our articles on Facebook, YouTube, Google, all over the trying to stop us. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you.
I'm getting accused of being run by Russians, so I thought I'd get a former Kremlin official on. So we can actually start talking to them since they're my boss. I didn't know that. But Roger Stone, we got him coming on. They say he works for the Russians too. He's going to give us the latest on Mueller and so much more. And then we have the man facing 6 months in prison for saying he didn't like Hitler, but then doing a Hitler dog joke. That's right.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Roger Stone is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, former head of the Trump campaign. That's right. We are crashing to the lies and disinformation.
GCN Radio Network.
Yeah. You know, guys, when you hear me and I come in and I just start talking over the liner, just slap that sucker down. Just cut that mother off. You hear me start talking, you know a liner's coming, just that's the standard setting, just blammo. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and we are under massive globalist attack because we are over the target. We are in the fight. We are in the thick of it. We are at the heart of the epicenter of the battle for the future. And Roger Stone, I wanted to get him on because he has predicted this all very, very accurately, that the Trump lawyers were told, oh, it'll be over by November. It'll be over by December. We know you're not implicated. We know there's no evidence of Russian collusion. They're not going to go out into other things or other companies or other groups, just the Russians. And then now Trump has been told, no, it's going to go on forever, and it deals with you personally, and it deals with European companies and U.S. companies and your employees, and it's never going to end. And Trump knows that Mueller was involved, covering up for Hillary, covering up for all the crimes. Comey's been caught leaking, lying to Congress. McCabe's been caught. And now he's sitting there looking at this. And CNN, I have the headline right here, says that the fate of Trump is in the hands of Mueller, and that Mueller has him cornered. And when you know about the three branches of government, and you know about that this is under the executive, and this is a rogue group that's been caught being political and being caught making up intelligence and being caught illegally spying, that the whole thing has to get shut down and Mueller has to get indicted. That's the default. But instead, the media pushes this like Mueller is God, the fourth branch of government. Well, who oversees him? You see, the president's fate is not in the hands of Mueller. It's in the hands of the American people. He has to be impeached. That's why the Democrats want to get control of the House. We have to buy into their bull. So they're selling the idea that if Mueller indicts him for some process thing, not Russian related, that he has to go. That's the big hoax now. We know Russiagate's a hoax, but Mueller is a hoax. So they're now pushing that, ooh, he's got him. It's like Darth Vader with Luke Skywalker. I have you now. So where are we really, Roger? Because you've laid all this out. You've warned the president. You said early on when the president was really strong, he's even probably stronger now, just get rid of Mueller. He's a fraud. They start indicting McCabe and all of them. The word is those indictments are being looked at. It's open and shut. So what's the answer? Super offensive. Indict all these people that are open and shut. Go after Hillary. And then Mueller just falls away. Or just let Mueller go on forever just looking for a crooked toenail somewhere, Roger.
Well, Alex, first of all, I think the president's decision to add Joe DeGeneva to his legal team shows a new combativeness and maybe a new awareness on the part of the president. Joe DeGeneva is not some weak-kneed Ivy League white shoe lawyer. He's a street brawler, and he understands that this isn't really a legal proceeding so much as a political proceeding. Now, as you know, the special counsel law under which Mueller would normally be operating has expired. Therefore, Mr. Mueller has no checks or restraints on what he can do and where he can go. Under the previous special counsel law, he would have had to go on to a three-judge panel for any expansion of his inquiry into an area broader than Russian collusion.
So he is Lord High Protector at this point. He is just his own branch of government running around.
Well, interestingly enough, and I think this is a very key point, even though there's no statutory requirement for him to do so, he has gone to Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, and had him approve every single step of his path towards removing the president. The expansion, the Manafort indictments, the Flynn indictment, Mr. Rosenstein approved all of this, attempting to give Mueller the mantle of some kind of Justice Department cover in his efforts. That and that alone, or that, added to the fact that Rosenstein also approved the use of the phony dossier to put the Trump campaign under surveillance, in my opinion, is grounds for the dismissal of Mr. Rosenstein.
Absolutely. Isn't he just another ringleader like McCabe?
Well, I think in an odd way, he's the keystone. I think if you pull Rosenstein out, it all collapses now.
He's the one that launched the whole witch hunt.
Yeah, exactly right. And therefore, I think in the event that you terminated Mueller, the decision fire him, the order to fire him, would go to Mr. Rosenstein. Would he carry out that order?
So that's a feedback loop. So it should fall to the inspector general. It should fall to the president.
It's actually worse. It's actually worse than that. They Rosenstein and Mueller did something very clever, or at least Rosenstein did. Early in the Trump administration, they got the president to sign a change that changes the order of authority at the Justice Department from the Attorney General Sessions to Rosenstein. To the woman who retired recently, who was the number three person in the department. And then it doesn't go to the Solicitor General. It goes to the U.S. Attorney in Texas and then a U.S. Attorney in North Carolina, both Bush loyalists. So they're trying to rig the House just in case Donald Trump fires Mr. Mueller. I would not urge him to fire Mueller at this point. I would demand that a special prosecutor be appointed or the Justice Department can do this.
Sure, originally that's your idea, but then, and now you hear it all over Congress, all over Fox News.
Look at Mueller's involvement in Uranium One, and specifically the trip that he took to Russia in 2009, carrying uranium samples for Hillary and Bill Clinton.
Exactly. We imagine if we had Trump on a tarmac with secret rendezvous with uranium, or Loretta Lynch in secret meetings with Bill Clinton. We have these crooks. That's why they're so desperate. They're never going to give up. And notice CNN and others always change the subject. Every time he goes, this is corrupt, this person's corrupt, and Trump's right, they change the subject. Don't fire Mueller, you'll get in trouble. Instead, we leave him out there flapping in the wind. But at a certain point, Trump has a responsibility, and Attorney General Sessions does, to start firing all these people for the open crimes they've committed. I mean, I get it makes it look bad, but it's still what you need to do. I mean, you know, if Mueller's running around setting fires in people's houses at night, and he's still got to arrest him. I mean, it doesn't matter how it looks.
Now, I could not agree more. The problem, of course, is the president's made his desires perfectly clear, including through his Twitter feed. But Jeff Sessions isn't getting the message. The video footage of Sessions dining with Rosenstein, in downtown Washington, toasting each other, was open contempt of the president of the United States. So
what is the best thinking on Sessions? What in the world is going on with this guy?
It's very simple. The president's chief advisors have convinced the president that he cannot get away with firing Sessions, that he would face impeachment. I don't think so. The president's leverage gets stronger and stronger as the economy rebounds. If he emerges from the Korean peace talks with any kind of accomplishment, say the denuclearization of North Korea, he will have enormous leverage to put this thing away once and for all.
No, I agree, but I mean, why would Sessions be toasting with Rosenstein and then having public events where he says he's the best ever when Rosenstein is a clear little Clinton creature?
A congressman who's a friend of mine had an extensive meeting with Jeff Sessions, and he came away saying the man is doddering, that he is that he's around the bend, that he is no longer well enough to have a clear thought.
Oh, so he's had a mini stroke or something.
Something. All he does is rage about marijuana, arresting all those people on marijuana.
Which is one of the worst things ever for Trump, because it just turns everybody off. I mean, it absolutely. I mean, Sessions is, his expiration date is over. He needs to be put out to pasture.
In a poll by Trump's pollster, which we broke on the War Room, some 69% of Trump supporters, 68% of Republicans, are for state legalized medicinal marijuana. And the number of people who believe the states should decide, despite their own personal views, is in the 80s. This is a silent third rail that would just shear off libertarian and conservative-oriented pro-Trump.
All right, stay there. I want to come back and briefly ask you, Roger, what their next moves are going to be, because you've been accurately breaking all that down. Well, we'll be 5 more minutes with you. How the globals are going to try to derail the economy. This Russia summit now being announced. I guess they'll meet in Reykjavik or something, a la Reagan and Gorbachev. And any other big tidbits. I know we're going to talk off air today. We've got some other big stuff that's going to be breaking in the next few days. Roger Stone joins us. I'm Alex Jones in the ATX. A fifth bomb went off this morning at a FedEx center. They've given people exclusive details on that. These are mousetrap bombs. I'll explain that. It's all coming up. Third and fourth hours straight ahead. So much more. Tomorrow's news today, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.